courts have closed across New York State in the U.S., but immigration courts for detainees remain open. As WXXI's Noel Evans reports, the Buffalo Federal Detention Center in Batavia has continued to hold in-person hearings.
Shauna McLean is an immigration attorney who works with detainees at the Federal Detention Center in Batavia. Her drive to the court involves crossing the U.S.-Canada border. But since mid-March, she hasn't been making the trip. She's worried about the coronavirus.
There would be difficulty because of the restrictions at the border and my possibly having to be quarantined when I come back.
She says more than that, she was concerned about being in close spaces with others when officials are instructing people to practice social distancing. So she made the decision not to go, which meant not attending a scheduled trial.
Especially because one of my witnesses is going to be coming all the way from New York City. She's a 68-year-old woman who I thought would be put at risk by coming to court.
She filed a motion to adjourn, which was granted. But other attorneys have not had the same experience. 2 days after McLean stopped showing to court, Robert Ilardo with the Volunteer Lawyers Project says his office filed a request for an adjournment for a case scheduled on March 23rd.
That request, we found it over the weekend, was denied. And the reasoning in the decision was, so far, there's no outbreak here.
The decision was signed by Judge Susan Aikman the same day the request was filed. Ilardo says he was shocked.
There's a long waiting period, up to 14 days. People are infected before they sometimes show signs, and sometimes people never show overt signs of being infected, but they're nonetheless carriers and contagious.
COVID-19 is highly contagious and thought to spread most prominently by person-to-person contact. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, symptoms may appear within 2 to 14 days after exposure. Ilardo, McLean, and other immigration attorneys say that measures by the court regarding the pandemic have potentially put people at risk of infection and have raised concerns over due process.
The facility itself has put in its own restrictions in terms of being able to have contact visits with your client, and also requiring that practitioners bring their own protective gear.
Things like masks and gloves. Ilardo says while the courtroom has limited the number of people who may enter, it has created a bottleneck elsewhere.
That just means that more people are in the small waiting room, waiting to go in the courtroom, which is, you know, a problem with social distancing.
On March 17th, the Volunteer Lawyers Project signed a joint letter with Prisoners Legal Services calling for the courts to adjourn hearings for 4 weeks over public health concerns of the coronavirus. New York Attorney General Letitia James sent a letter last week to U.S. Attorney General William Barr and immigration judges, including Judge Philip Montante at Batavia, calling for measures to limit human contact. John Martin with the Executive Office for Immigration Review, a federal agency that handles immigration legal cases, said in an email this week that all non-detained hearings are postponed through April 10th and that some immigration courts are closed. However, for those who are detained, court remains open. A recent standing order signed by Judge Montante and internal memos from the Immigration Review Office obtained by WXXI News state that detainees do not need to be present for their hearings and that telephonic appearances may be granted. However, in-person hearings may still continue. Across the country, the American Immigration Lawyers Association, National Association of Immigration Judges, and the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 511, which represents Department of Homeland Security attorneys, are calling for all courts to be closed. Noel Evans, WXXI News.